In India generally, when a class 10 student scores very good marks in the board exams, the society, his family members, peers, etc. generally look up to him that he will be choosing the science stream and making a successful career. Perhaps they don't understand the definition of success, because success is not a general definition but depends on each individual. So this norm that every student who scores good marks in class 10th should choose science as the stream may not be correct, or actually is not correct or scientific, because he may have different interests, aptitude and personality. Academic scores, while is an important criteria for choosing a career, but cannot be the only criteria we base our career choices on. If we do that, we are making a lethal mistake that will backfire in the long run and cause dissatisfaction when we go to work in the industry, or even at the college or the school level when we are studying those subjects at a higher level. We will not be able to resonate with that and it may backfire. So, analysis in totality is required to understand whether a particular career is suited or not. So, coming back to this norm of students who score very good marks choosing science, average marks maybe going for commerce, and below average go for humanities. So, like, you know, the science stream is taken as a king, the commerce stream is taken as a prince, and the humanities or the arts stream is looked at like a pauper. However, as mentioned, this is not really scientific. Today, there are hundreds of courses that are available in different streams, and these courses align more with the mindset of Generation Y kids, and it's important to merge our passion and profession. It is with the humanities and social sciences careers that have been ignored by the generation jostling towards top engineering and medical colleges. However, things are changing rapidly. Today, there are umpteen options available in social sciences and humanities that students can choose from. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan and have worked as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay for more than a decade. Mentoring students is my passion, where I help them not only to discover the right career option for them, but also come on a journey where they can become an empowered student in terms of growing personally, professionally, and above all, making their parents proud. To understand more about the science of career selection and to learn more about how to choose the right career option, what is the role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly, then I would invite you to join my next webinar by registering on jakshay.com, where you will understand all these three secrets, and also there will be exciting quizzes and gifts that can help you take your career journey to the next level. Having said that, I would like to welcome you to another episode of Career Vision Podcast, where today I am going to discuss about the rising interest in social sciences and the dawn of humanities. So let's get into the podcast straight away. So the domain of social sciences has become more dynamic and evolving than any other field. There are many factors that contribute to the ever-shifting and pragmatically growing nature of these subjects. So one such parameter is that the world today is coming close, and to help integration of businesses, communities, and nations, one needs to have skills which are multifaceted and could be applied in multiple areas. And that's exactly why social science students learn to think creatively and critically, reason and ask questions, and design and deliver holistic solutions. Another key reason behind the rising interest towards social science and humanities is the emerging emphasis on practical learning versus theoretical learning. So generally, the graduates of humanities and social science have some unique skills which find strong preference in the job market. Now, what could be those unique skills? Generally, if you see social science and humanities people, they have better social skills. They also understand the concept of active listening, Because generally, if they are from the background of understanding about psychology, sociology, etc., they'll understand how to connect and relate to people. So as we know, with the intervention of AI, there are so many repetitive jobs that are on the line, which means that, you know, they are people who are working in these jobs have a risk of losing them because of the repetitive nature. However, there are some jobs where the human role cannot be replaced by a bot or a machine. Like, for example, active listening, the role which is played by a counselor or a therapist or a psychologist. For that, the presence of a human being is very important because one human being can connect to another human being. So if one has a good skill of communication or active listening is the foundation of communication. Some people feel that communication is all about speaking good English or speaking good words, etc. This is the body language, etc. But it's more actually about active listening, where you can listen, empathize, and understand the challenges and pains of the other person. So it has been observed that the students from this background of humanities and social sciences, they have this kind of unique skills. Also, they are able to think creatively, critically to solve various issues. Like, technology gives solution to certain problems, but they also need to understand, the technical people also need to understand why the solution is required. Because the solution is for whom? The solution is ultimately going to be for a person or a human. So the person or the human is social, and social science and humanities in general has an understanding about the human mind and behavior. So moving further from here, India is now evolving from a developing country stage, and with increasing population, we are now understanding the importance of studying human behavior, social relationships, social work, and how to improve in these areas. Students today, they desire learning more than just technology and sciences, for there is a deep-seated need to understand the social framework in order to progress. This has actually led to more students opting for the subject humanities has to offer. So without humanities, there can never be an actual raise in people's standards of living. This is another reason why humanities has actually become popular. So now let's try to understand the comparison between engineering versus humanities. And there are very many facts to support this comparison. Like any global economy, India has also witnessed its stages of boom in the industrial sector and has seen a huge demand for engineers. For decades, it has been a go-to profession and has seen huge growth in the number of colleges providing engineering degrees. Today, actually 1.5 million engineers are graduating every year, but unfortunately, only 20% of them are actually employable. Right now, India is producing more engineers than US and China taken together, but the average salaries reveal an interesting story. The average salary of an engineer is 30 to 45K, but if you pass out from a tier 2 private college, then you have to settle for 13 to 20K, which in most cases does not create the return of investment of the 4 years educational cost. On the other hand, if you look at the social science domain, the story is quite contrary. Over the last few years, this domain actually has generated significant employment and has widened the scope for the students to select their area of interest. This has actually increased job opportunities for the students, and that is one of the major reasons why they're shifting. The social science domain provides the freedom to an individual to choose their area of interest and follow their dreams. The society has actually become much more open and accepting. Now, the so-called arts courses are not tagged as a plain BA and goes much beyond. The fees of these courses are quite less, and the returns are actually very attractive. Let's look at the scope of social sciences. The scope is actually very wide. Students and parents both understand that subjects like psychology, economics, geography, political science are requiring a large number of settings today, be it teaching, research, or working in a corporate setting. This knowledge gives them an edge over other fields like engineering and medicine. So there are many students and parents who understand this, but if you're not able to understand this particular fact, or if you're concerned ki humanities mein kya career hoga, what career my child will pursue if you go for humanities, then please, you know, revisit the last line that I said. Rewind the podcast and listen to the last point. And the increasing complexity of the world issues has also created an exigency for taking an overall perspective instead of, you know, just looking to focus on one thing. So different experts from diverse disciplines, including sciences, they are beginning to understand the importance of adopting an unbiased view when need to understand the complexities of different social, cultural, political issues. So there was a time when social sciences were considered a feminine field, only for women. But in recent times, the mindset has also changed, which has led to an increase in interest in humanities subjects. More and more males are opting for it as they realize that social sciences hold great potential. So interestingly, social sciences and social work students today are offered significantly greater challenges in the course of their education and work as compared to other programs that vastly contribute to their personal development, and they hone their skills and are able to solve complex challenges. So moving ahead with a positive outlook to explore the domain, students are looking at subjects such as political science, history, psychology, geography, sociology, English, philosophy, etc., which have been widely pursued for a long time and find its place in almost all reputed universities in India and abroad. And these graduates, they find opportunity to work across industries in academia, publishing, research, teaching, government, policy making. Besides, an undergraduate degree in one of these subjects opens horizons to experiment with unconventional subjects while pursuing masters, and it's very easy to create a multidisciplinary approach because there is more flexibility. It's possible that a student who has done his BA in a different subject could also do an MA in a different subject. It's possible. So a lot of people who wish to make a career in performing arts, applied arts or sports also choose the social sciences, and side by side they continue with the professional training. One can also look at a rewarding career in psychology, design, journalism, mass communication, print and electronic media, and such similar sectors. And now, there is a trending career avenue which is growing. So out of all the career options in humanities and social sciences, the most upcoming trend is that of non-profits and NGOs. A career in social work upon completion of Master's in Social Work, Bachelor of Elementary Education, Development Studies, Gender Studies, or any associated subject can provide opportunities to wear a lot of hats and take on many responsibilities. So one can grow within the organization and approach executive directorship through different departments, including fundraising, program development, it could be volunteer management, community organizing, and even marketing. So the not-for-profit sector allows an individual to work for a cause that they're really passionate about and actually make a difference in the society. So now, what is the journey so far and the way ahead? So, in the recent years, social sciences has surpassed boundaries and has been able to integrate itself with different fields. Like if you see psychometrician, the psychometrician is a person who creates a psychometric test, and we actually use psychometric tests to help students to choose their career. Now, this test was all paper-based and was designed by psychometricians who were actually students of humanities because they understand the psychology, and based on that, they design these tests which can help measure the aptitude, personality, interest, and other parameters for a student and predict careers. Now, this test has now been automated and it can happen all online because, and it's very cumbersome actually to check those papers offline because it's an MCQ test, and doing it manually requires a lot of time and effort, whereas when we do it using technology, it becomes very fast. However, there is a difference between doing it technically and there is a difference in doing it on the paper piece. There could be some difference. The psychometrician also needs to understand this technology, and they also get the opportunity to shake hands with technology as well. However, at the same time, science students also need to today understand about psychology, because if you see why Facebook, Insta, all these different social media platforms are successful, because they're designed keeping in mind the psychology of the user, what kind of wall, color, fonts, etc. that they like. So, coming to this point, that there are tons of career possibilities to the aspiring youth across exciting domains, and still there is a flexibility to shift paths for higher education. So it was not long ago that science and commerce were the popular choices for students picking up streams in class 7, solely on the basis of scope that they offered. However, with time, this mindset is changing and it further needs to change. So particularly, I'm recording this podcast, though I am myself from the science stream, but I'm recording this podcast to help you understand that humanities also has ample number of career opportunities. I won't say scope, because scope depends, you know, on individual. Like scope is there for the fish in the water and for a monkey on the tree. So it depends who you are, and accordingly You have to choose the career. It's possible that for you, the science or the commerce stream will not be suitable. But if humanities is suitable for you, and you are not going to choose that just because you feel that there is no scope or there are not much opportunities, it may actually deprive you of something that you could regret for the lifelong. An emerging trend that is very clearly visible is how school students in metro cities are more exposed and aware of these various careers they can pursue with humanities in 11th and 12th than some schools in tier 2 cities, where it's often difficult to find a full section dedicated to humanities. So, still, you know, this podcast is basically, I made this podcast basically to help you understand about this possibility of a good career option with humanities also, and breaking the popular myth that intelligent students should opt for science and commerce only. So our decision should be based on practical applications and opportunities offered by the domain, which is very much possible in social science and humanities. So career decision making definitely is a subtle science and an exact art, and students are accepting it in that way. And the whole idea is that we should choose a career which is based on our personality, interest and aptitude, whether it be humanities, science or commerce. And to understand more about the science of career selection, I invite you to go to visit my website, where we offer a host of services like psychometric tests, astrological consultation, one-to-one counseling, as well as there is a webinar where I will help you understand the different secrets on how to choose a career and also unravel some very interesting career options. So what are you waiting for? Go to the website, explore, discover and grow in your career journey. jakshay.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Wish you all the best and I'll see you in the next podcast. Subscribe to this so that you get the next update at the earliest.